This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, April 27, written by Norman Brown. Loving the Unseen Savior. From 1 Peter 1. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him. How amazing it would have been to have personally seen Jesus in action, walking on water, healing people, or raising people from death. And how astonishing to meet the resurrected Jesus outside his empty tomb. But today, 2,000 years later, all we have are the Bible's collections of testimonies. And yet these are sufficient. Indeed, Peter commends all who believe without having met the resurrected Jesus in person. So we must accept as true what the gospel writers and others have reported. Well done. Peter commends his readers not only for believing in Jesus, but also for loving him. If you ever spent time away from loved ones, you know the pain of missing them. Technology narrows the gap, but it hardly lessens the longing for their presence. Having spent many months away from home in the Navy, I've experienced what it means to miss my loved ones. But I've never known Jesus' physical presence. In many a dark time, I have longed for his loving touch. But for that, we must wait. This is why Peter, one of Jesus' closest friends, commends his readers, you and me. We love our Savior, despite the fact that we have not seen him, or touched him, or heard him speak. Do you have that intimate love for your Savior? Will you pray with me? If only, Lord Jesus, we could see your face and feel your touch. It's enough, though, that your Spirit assures us you are with us until that day when we will see you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.